And the standing seam panels that they put up, the metal shingles, the metal tile roofing, and the fastener fastened panels they have. It really is cool stuff to see. The products are great. I mean, their warranties and all this kind of stuff. It really is amazing. So 50-year warranty, which is a lifetime warranty. Get in touch with them. They're moved to Greer now. So when forever they're in Greenville, they're in Greer now. I'm going to tell you more about the time, and I think it's Kwok and Ben are doing it. Right now, just an introductory, we talked about Best Buy Metals. And if you're considering metal roof, if you're considering siding, if you're considering a lot of the products, go to the website, learn more about it. Call them, contact them. They want to talk to you and get in touch with you. At over off of Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greer now, 864-568-5300. Eric and his great team are would love to talk to you today about that. I didn't know this, but they're a national company. And we're lucky to have them in Georgia, North Carolina, in Tennessee, and in South Carolina here as well. But they've got a national brand out there as well. Good people. Good folks for sure. That's BestBuyMetalRoofing.com. Check those things out. See if your low-maintenance metal roof will really help you guys out there. To our guest lines, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Good morning, Paul Strelo. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Mickey. Thank you, sir.
I'm glad to hear that. Hope you guys had a great Easter. And I want to put a bow on the spring game and spring practice a little bit. And we talked a lot about quarterbacks last week. We talked a lot about maybe this team in the right direction. Maybe, you know, losing some big-time guys. The NFL draft will point that out to us. But let me ask you this. Levels of concern, give me two or three of the biggest concerns and two or three coming out of spring, man, you know, we feel a lot more solid about and got a lot of questions answered. I'll let you take either one or two from each of those.
Oh, I think the biggest concerns is to what degree can the offense raise its level. I think there are certainly reasons to feel it will be improved, but I think when there's uncertainty at quarterback, and not really knowing what level you will have there, into the season, combined with, I think there have even been a couple of things on social media here lately, Lane Kiffin talking yesterday about, if you don't have a run game, you've got problems. And just philosophically speaking, I think you could tie that into Clemson for several years, if you don't have not a dominating run game, but one that, produces a little better in short yardage, and that you just more consistently rely upon, that becomes a fatal flaw or really difficult to overcome within your offense. So I think with a really young offensive line, or inexperienced offensive line as well, with not a lot of depth, established depth behind it, really a lot of freshmen or second year players, I think there is legit question on, can you get the offense to the level you need to be a competitor for the ACC championship, and kind of use that as a springboard. So I think that combined with just it going with the theme of, are you good enough up front and to win in the trenches, and that goes for offensive line, that goes for defensive line. And I think just generally, if you're looking at why Clemson should feel encouraged, I think that they have, I believe they have cleaned up the kind of the mess, we've called it, in the secondary. I think they've solidified some things at corner or a really good addition in Elliott Washington. They've gotten some more competition there depth-wise, and I think they've gotten some better safeties to roll out there to where you can feel pretty good about what they're going to be on the back end. But will they be, do they have the manpower up front, both offensive line and defensive line, to impact games? I think that is a reasonable, question/concern, over the overall body of work that we'll see next season.
Run game, so important part of that. I talked about it before that Joe Montana wasn't Joe Montana without Roger Craig and Rathman, some of those guys. As far as the personnel, We didn't see a lot of two-back. We didn't see a lot of two-back formations in the spring game. Will we see more of that? Can you see? I was watching some James Davis and C.J. Spiller stuff last night, as a matter of fact. But will we, can you see a scenario where we might see more of that in the spring? I mean, more of that in the fall?
You know, I think we could see that periodically. And I think just across college football, you don't see a ton of that anyway, formationally and just kind of the way things have gone. And I don't think necessarily Chad Morris strategically wants to sacrifice a tight end off the field or make it a two-receiver set, you know, unless it is, you know, situational down and distance kind of stuff. I think we could see it here or there, but I don't know that will be anything percentage-wise we see a ton more. I think that's something you could roll out for, you know, 2, 3, 4 snaps a game, and have it work. But I don't know that necessarily that plays Clemson's personnel either. I think it's something you see, you know, spot wise. But I think if you're also looking, you know, it kind of goes back to your previous question. If there's something you feel better about maybe coming out of the spring, it's that, you know, that there's reason to think Gideon Davidson takes that substantial step from what we saw before, that he is kind of an RB1 quality, as well as that Chris Johnson is going to give them a different dynamic there as a, whether we call him a situational back, but someone who's getting 8, 10, 12 touches a game somehow through the pass game, through run game, but gives them a home run and more explosive threat than they've had back there. You know, I think there's reason to feel better about your running back personnel than maybe you saw from last season, as well as having more options this coming season than it felt like last year, going into the year when you had Randall converting and really just kind of rode him and didn't really develop the guys behind him early in the season.
Is that maybe the best of all the scenarios out there, I guess big picture scenarios? Is the run game the best case? I mean, a serviceable run game. Is that paramount? I mean, is that – you talked – Lane Kiffin kind of backing that up. I mean, I would say for a quarterback and for wide receiver, like running the football, you agree with that? Like that is absolutely – I can't see them having a good year without improving the running game.
Oh, I agree. And I think that goes back to, you know, you feel like Chad Morris brings that attitude with him. Now, I think we can also go back 15 years and, you know, probably – you know, if we don't revise history, like I think there were times where, you know, early in Morris's Clemson tenure where he abandoned the run early too, like because you had such weaponry at receiver I think the track record for him at the time was like, is he patient enough? Because it was attack, 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 wanting to a score, would they stick with the run? And so, you know, I feel like based on, like he knows the score here and what they need to do, and so I think, you know, as well as understanding that he needs the run game more now with what they've got in the passing game, so you know, like I think you feel like there's the intentionality there that's going to happen. There's greater attitude with it. You know, I think I like some of the personnel they've got. I think that plays more to Harris Sewell's strength. But I think you also have some offensive linemen who have shown, at least like last year, this offensive line's identity was much better in pass pro, which was the offensive identity. But can you kind of move the needle more toward the center and making this a better, you know, make the personnel better in run blocking than they have been? And I think that's just kind of one of the challenges ahead for Matt Luke. But you've got a huge left tackle in Braden Jacobs. Moving Elijah Thurman inside perhaps helps you in that regard. We'll just kind of have to see what a healthier Colin Sadler will do. I think it probably plays to Ronan O'Connell's strength a little bit. So do you have the personnel maybe to do what you want to do? I think that is a question, I think over long term perhaps, but when you've got so many, you know, you've got a potentially a redshirt freshman with no career snaps at right tackle, three other starters who have not started a whole lot. Are they physically mature enough to have the kind of run game that you are looking for in a game where we're valuing fourth and fifth year offensive linemen these days? So, I think those are reasonable questions and things that, boxes you want to see checked, but I think it's certainly in their mind. They know that's what they need to do.
All right, other side of the football, obviously you run while you got to stop the run. With the injury at defensive tackle to Kelly, with Amari Adams, you think is a high side, upside guy, but hadn't seen it as of yet. With the loss of the linebacker to Ole Miss and now Alexander maybe playing more, should Tiger fans be concerned about the ability to stop the run up front?
I think there are question marks, yes. There is some appealing personnel there. But again, potential gets you fired. I think, do we know more about Marcus Strong after his several years when he's played the same amount of snaps really as Amari Adams this past year? So I think there are some unknowns there on the interior, but there are reasons. I don't think you can come in feeling like Amari Adams is going to be what we saw from third year Power Rangers all of a sudden. There's a progression that needs to be made there for him. But, I think there are reasonable questions on, do they have enough on the interior? And we can also kind of pick at defensive end as well. But, I think that they need Andy or Berberia to come in and be what they think he's going to be this summer. And I think you need Vic Burley to kind of take another step to be a dependable guy in there. But I think between Strong, Adams, and Berberia, you've got three guys that you can feel good about, but they're still unknown commodities as to what they're going to be. And I feel like we probably even know more about Strong based on his limited time at Oklahoma and what we've seen at the spring than what we've seen from the others. So I think there's reason to feel like they'll be good enough, and there's some high upside there. But the numbers have thinned with that Courtney Kelly injury. And maybe from what we saw in the spring, Vic Burley not taking the step yet that they had hoped for, and kind of having to rely more on a Champ Thompson in that role. So I think there are legit questions / concerns on, can they be good enough, the level you want to be able to compete against, with the Miamis and maybe even the SMUs. Going forward, I think that's a fair to question.
What was the prognosis of Courtney Kelly before the injury? What did the staff think of him before the injury?
I think he was going to be a two deep guy, and really, I think that's the important. Like, was he going to be a starter? I don't think so, but I think as someone who would factor into, the second stringers play 25 to 30 snaps a game usually at defensive tackle. Your starters maybe are getting 45 to 25 of the second string. So those guys are pretty pertinent contributors. And I think that's probably the role Kelly would have jumped into, as just an active, high motor, hungry guy out there playing. So I think that hurts your depth and is a significant factor in your planning for the season.
More concerned about the second level than the first level? More concerned about linebackers?
Oh, you're going to get superstar play out of the weak side spot next to Sammy Brown. I think that's hard to say you're going to, but I think they could be solid enough. I think they've got guys there, a Kobe McLeod, whether it's Fletcher Cothran or you maybe move Jeremiah Alexander into the mic and Sammy Brown outside, which they experimented with some. I say outside. They're really both inside linebacker positions. Kind of to where you change the dynamic there a little bit. I think they can be good enough to where you're not going, that's the reason why this defense is losing. I think you'd want a higher level player there ideally. There's a reason they went to the portal to try and get a starter for that position to upgrade, but I don't think that's going to be the weakness that we are circling and saying that's why Clemson didn't get where it wanted to be or wasn't competitive enough, within the conference. I think that Yeah, could you be better there? But but I don't think that's going to be the factor that we come back to, like defensive line or secondary.
Tell us about TigerIllustrated.com. Some recruiting going on still, even though spring practice is over, and they've got some official visits and all that. A lot going on at TigerIllustrated.com.
A lot going on. Basketball portal is open. Clemson and its new staff, other than Brad Burnell, conducting Zoom visits, and we're going to see activity as far as probably visits and all that lined up for probably three even key spots for that roster coming here within the next week. You've got a spring elite recruiting day this weekend where Clemson's got a mix of guys for this class, guys for the next class coming in, as they'll look to start really opening the door for the next wave of offers this summer. So considerable activity here leading into the spring evaluation period next month, and coaches hitting the road. So, yeah, two sports have quite a bit of activity going on right now.
Place to find all of that and subscribe today is TigerIllustrated.com. Always enjoy it, my friend. Can't wait. Let's talk some more of it when we visit next week.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Mickey.
Paul Strelow, some big answers for Clemson football in that segment. Love that. Love having him on for sure. Hey, my great friends at Trail, love talking about these good folks as well. TREHL.com, Trail Tailored Homes, forever Trail just built commercial buildings, and that's what they're known for, is commercial buildings. Well, now, for the first time here, about the last year or two, maybe a year and a half or so, they're building homes. So your high-end custom home building in the upstate of South Carolina, western North Carolina, Cashers and some of the lakes and mountains regions there, they'll do that for you. Some high-end home renovations, they'll do those for you as well. Some outdoor kitchen type stuff, they'll do all that for you. Get in touch with them when you want to talk about getting that next great home built. Trail Tailored Homes. Find it at trail.com. Call them today, 800-319-7006. What Matt and the folks have done is they've taken all the great concepts, all the great collaboration, and all the great communication in one builder and all that, and done it all with the home side of it, the residential side of it. Thought I'd never see it, but now I'm glad we do. Trail Tailored Homes at trail.com. We promised it for over an hour. Last year's Chris Vernon. We'll kind of introduce those that hadn't heard of it. Chris Vernon and the Masters update right after this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001 or go to AndersonCountySC.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. The only thing you want after a Bojangles ham biscuit is another one. For a limited time, get 2 ham biscuits for $5. Cravings meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's Bo time.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we help homeowners save energy and feel comfortable again. From spray foam and blow-in insulation to attic ventilation and cross-space solutions, we fix hidden problems that drive up energy bills and cause uneven temperatures. Homeowners save an average of 20% on energy costs, and you may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Make your home more comfortable year-round. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
Fellas, are you spending your fortune on supplements and still not seeing results? At Low Country Male, we can help you stop guessing and start knowing. Our in-depth lab work measures your testosterone, hormones, vitamin levels, and overall health. You'll get real answers. We offer testosterone replacement therapy, GLP-1 weight loss programs, peptides, and more, all customized to your body. Real data, real solutions, real results. Look now at lowcountrymale.com. That's lowcountrymale.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out. Took the long way to your house.
I know this guy.
I can still hear the sound.
Because he played at the national championship game in Phoenix.
Yes.
I've heard of this guy. Mm-hmm. Actually, I heard him in the background. We were out there eating. And I got in a verbal confrontation with an Alabama fan. I'll tell you about it later.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. That guy's name is...
Last name is not Chapel, but...
Church, Eric. Yep. Church.
Yes, sir. Hey, got the assist on that one. Come
on. I feel
on.
Like we're doing the game where you put the phone above your head and you try to guess the password or whatever.
It's like taboo when you can't say the actual name.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Very good clue. Ingles, love the prices, love the savings. It's 86 degrees. My family's back in town now, so I'll tell you this. I will be cooking out this weekend. And my guess is maybe some ribs, maybe the thick pork chops, maybe thick fillets. Might do a little, might on the Blackstone, I might do a little hibachi. So we'll do the shrimp and the scallops and the steak and the chicken. The Big Green Egg, we'll do some sort of filet that we'll take care of. Maybe some smash burgers. My point is, I'm going to Ingles, man, and I'm going to load up over in the seafood and the deli department. Might sneak in a key lime pie from the bakery, a coconut cream pie from the bakery. I told you I'm an olive bar guy now. I might sneak in. I don't know the different kinds of olives. I got to educate myself and all that. We'll do it. The bakery will take care of us. The deli will take care of us. We'll get all the soft drinks and the drinks for the kids and all the Capri Suns for the kids and all that. We'll be at Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings. Love my friends at Ingles. All right. We've waited long enough. Now, this is not – well, let me give you a real, for real Augusta National update first. Text said Eric Church is from Granite Falls, North Carolina. Didn't know that. From Augusta National right now, Lee Katoaka, Homa all even par. Very early. Like, Hung Tuan Lee is just through two holes so far. Kiefer's one over through two, and Ortiz is one over. So we'll get you caught up as no birdies. We've yet to see a birdie. Poltgeichter, my guy, Poltgeichter doubles the first hole. So that ain't good.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I told you my friend is his caddy right now, so he's two over. But hadn't had a birdie yet so far. We've played 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We played 12 holes with the first three groups, or first four or five groups now, and no birdies yet. But the greens do look soft so far. Find all that at masters.com. All right, Chris Vernon is a fairly serious sports talk show host out of Memphis, Tennessee, talking Memphis Grizzly basketball, and he's got great NBA guests on. That's their Memphis. Obviously, that's what they have there. Four times a year, two times today, two times tomorrow, he has Masters updates. He does it in a rap deal. You need to see it. Go on Twitter, look up Chris Vernon Show. They'll come out today around noon. I think he's like a noon to three guy or something. So he'll have two updates today. He does it every year now. He'll have a cane or a putter. He'll have a green jacket on. In the background, there'll be a bear, a frog, a bumblebee dancing around. His producer, who I don't know, is the best of the whole act because he'll throw in little stuff. But for those that know it, love it, I'm thinking of Roy Philpotts of the World Now, who we talk about this all the time, how we can't wait for it. And we'll be glued, and he'll come up with something new. But he throws in little lines there, giving the scoreboard updates with the Masters. And here's just a few highlights from him this time last year. On at Augusta, he's going on at Augusta. This one's going on at Augusta. Justin Rose is 9 under. J-Rose. Justin Rose is 9 under. J-Rose. Big Bryce is 7 under. Yo, he used to be a goober. Now a big YouTuber. Yo, he used to be a goober. Now a big YouTuber. Hey, Chase, do you think I can do it? Hey, Chase, do you think I can do it? Big Bryce is 7 on the. This is going on at Augusta. Sonjay M is 6 under. Yay, who? Matt McCarty 6 under. Who? 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 We don't know you. We don't know you. We don't know you. We don't know you. Yo, who is Matt McCarty?
I don't know.
Yo, who is Matt McCarty? Corey Connors 5 under.
Corey Connors.
Whole guard is that's what's going on in Augusta. Jose Luis Ballester. Yeah. Jose Luis Ballester.
Amateur.
No leaks in the creek. No leaks in the creek.
Drip, drip.
No leaks in the creek. No leaks in the creek. Put your dog away. Put your dog away.
All right, so what that is that's the amateur last year that used the bathroom over by Rage Creek in a practice round or in a where he was practicing before. No leaks in the creek. I have the top 40 Chris Vernon lines. I'll just go over a few of them. Bernd Weisberger, who is, his first name is B-E-R-N-D. They'll say, Bernd Weisberger, Bernd Weisberger. He's in second place. And they'll say, by a vowel, Vanna White, by a vowel. Needing another vowel in that first name. Joaquin Niemann, always scheming, schemes. But he's Joaquin, but not the Joker, not Phoenix.
Not Phoenix. I'll be BGVs. I'll be background vocals while you do this. Okay.
Hudson Swafford. You got a private school name. You got a private school game.
Boom, roasted.
Oh, I love this one. Jordan Spieth, there's a rumor he's got hair plugs. Fix that forehead.
The best is just, who?
Yeah, who?
We don't know you.
We don't know
Imagine going to Chris Vernon's page and you're like, oh, I had a really good day today at the Masters. They're definitely going to talk about me. We don't know you. Savage.
Victor Hovland wore this flowery shirt. He goes, I beg your pardon. That shirt belongs in a garden. What you wearing, Vic? What you wearing, Vic?
You guys need to see this producer. He has on a black hoodie, all right?
Yeah.
And he's got the laces pulled all the way taut so that all you can see is the tip of his nose. And he's just dancing his heart
he's
out.
He's the best.
God's great.
There was a player last year named Guido, and their answer was Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore, my new hero, Guido. I'll give you a couple more here. Corey Connors, CC, check your email. Corey Connors, CC, colon Corey Connors. Will Zalatoris, sounds like a store in the mall. Next to Lids. Patrick Reed. You know, he doesn't know how to use a burner. He's a slow learner. There's a couple of more in here. Let me find a couple of quick ones here.
I don't even know where to start. I think what adds to all of it, is that he's just this, like, serious NBA writer.
Phil Mickelson playing golf in the desert. He's a camel. Playing golf in the desert. Should have been better gambler. And then the guy goes, picking losers. You know, with his Phil Mickelson's gambling addiction. A lot of Victor Hovland's in here about Victor Hovland smoking marijuana. Victor Hovland 100. Norwegian. Always happy smoking that Norwegian grass. I'll take a pass.
Dude, he's like the Michael Bublé of the Masters. Oh, like, you so don't good. Hear from him. You don't think about him. And then it's like, his time is here. Welcome.
Talk about how old Larry Mize. Larry Mize 200. He fought in World War II. I mean, man, don't ever do that with me in my age. All right?
You better not have a bad day. You better not have a bad day out there, Mickey. You never know.
How about this one? You better call your mama. It's a Hideki Matsuyama. That's a great one. Oh, I love this. They make fun of Matt Kuchar and his Skechers. His Skechers shoes. And then Matt Kuchar for not tipping his caddy that one time. So that's a good one.
If you've done anything bad or, yeah, like, slightly controversial.
Oh, it's coming back to you.
Oh, you're going to hear it.
Jason Day's that always had back problems. Jason Day always hurt. Oh, my back. Icy hot. I mean.
Give us the kiss. Give us the seal into Heidi Klum.
Seal is Justin Rose 4-under. Like a kiss from a rose. Seal. Like a kiss from a rose. Heidi Klum. I mean, how do you get Justin Rose to Heidi Klum?
Sounds like a Mad Lib. It really does.
All right. Rich folks eating the pimento cheese. That was one. DJ Dustin Johnson married to Paulina Gretzky. This one is, yo, DJ, where Paulina? Yo, DJ, where's Paulina? Taking pictures on the course. And then I don't mention where he says, she's a snow bunny. Don't get frostbite. How about, where the heck is Charlie Hoffman? I cleaned it up a little bit there. My favorite ever. Let me see what 3 and 2 are. Amen. Say amen at the corner. Say amen. That one. The Tony Fee now, where he be now on the leaderboard. That's the second best one ever. The best Chris Vernon ever, though, is Jordan Spieth on the attack. You better watch your back. Gonna call him daddy for you always yelling at his caddy. And then the break into, wrong club, Michael. Wrong club, Michael. It doesn't get any better than yelling at your caddy. Wrong club, Michael. So, Chris Vernon, I'm guessing 12:45 and 1:45 or maybe 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock today. We'll have to keep up. We have a birdie.
Get ready.
We have a birdie at Augusta National.
All right, who?
Let me see if I'm starting to say this. Noah Yuki Kataoka from Japan has birdied the second hole. And he is currently leading the Masters.
Oh, I'm so happy for him.
He's birdied the second hole. He's 1 under par through 2 holes. Lee is even through 4. Max Homa even through 4.
Former champion Olathabo pars one, Angel Cabrera pars one, Valimeki pars one. At one over part now, Kiefer, Negard, Peterson, Harrington, an amateur, and Fox at one over. Poltergeist at two over, and Ortiz at three over so far. Again, big names about to tee off here in about an hour. We'll give you more Masters updates after that. But anyway, I'm glad. So that you never heard of Chris Vernon before today.
No, but now, guys, if you want to get in with us on the text line, please send in your best Chris Vernon-esque lines about Mickey Plyler. Oh, if they are clean, I will, in fact, read them.
Please don't show me the best you got. Just don't do the fought in World War II one.
I think you're the one that's perpetuating that. No one else was talking about World War II, Mickey.
All right. I'll allow that. How about the hair plugs for Jordan Spieth, though? It does look like hair plugs. I'll give you that.
That chatterbox.
Yeah.
That chatterbox.
How about Xander Schauffele 3-under? Nothing rhymes with Schauffele. Nothing rhymes with Schauffele.
I'm reading some good ones right now.
Paul Casey always smiling. What you smiling for? Loving it, man. Loving it. All right, short break. We'll come back. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Get in touch with them, 404-8158. They'll do an incredible job for you. Carolina Flooring Specialist, my garage floor is amazing. We'll spend some time in the garage. We'll clean it out. It'll be 87 degrees, so we'll come cool down in the garage. We'll have the fans running. You're going to love it. So our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, the best high-performance epoxy-based flooring in your garage, the best prices, a no-obligation phone call, a 10-minute no-obligation presentation. They're going to show you what they do and how they do it. It's our awesome friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Go with the most experienced group out there. Go with the original garage floor company in the upstate of South Carolina. That's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Final segment of a Thursday show right after this.
At Lake Huey Ford and Lake Huey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount. Military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Huey guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeHueyAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
It's true. Lake Huey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Huey Ford offer transparent pricing to everyone, meaning you get every discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because both dealerships are having a spring clearance sale. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150s and Ram 1500s. Heavy-duty trucks are discounted too. Buy now and get zero payments for 90 days, plus 0% financing is available. So hurry to Lake Huey. They're between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at LakeHueyAutoGroup.com.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remabio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at SpectrumPaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigations, state or federal charges, civil litigation, or collegiate student conduct matters, we can represent you in courts across our state, including magistrate, city, state, and federal courts. Our proactive approach is relationship-driven, client-centered, and focused on achieving the best possible resolution. We're in Greenville and downtown Spartanburg. Call 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Moore. My husband Platt and I started AMPM Farms in 2020 with just 24 cows. Today we raise over 700 head of cattle on our 505-acre farm. The A, P, and M in AMPM, that's us. We do this for our four kids and for your family too. No vaccines, no hormones, no antibiotics, ever. That's real farm to table. Shop at our three-store locations 7 days a week in Fountain End, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest, or online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof,
we not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
Beat the summer heat with Tiger Sports Shop. From the practice field to the poolside, we've got you covered. Find breezy styles and cool comfort in Lululemon and Nike performance gear. Need a little extra shade? Check out the season's hottest hats. They're the ultimate summer must-have. And remember, Tiger fans, football season is on the horizon. Get your gear today and be game day ready. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop. Everything Clemson, every season.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down in the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Glad to have you with us, my great friends at AllDrive, myalldrive.com. Get in touch with them. They're going to love to help you out, love to get your situation behind you as fast as they can. AllDrive right here in the upstate of South Carolina. It's I was working with someone, this has been about 2 months ago, and couldn't get a call back. And it's frustrating because I was told these are good people and good company, and I couldn't get a call back. And so, like, I even texted, I emailed, I sent a carrier pigeon over, I sent them a fax. I sent them a letter, never got a call back. Like, I wanted to do business with them. I never got a call back. Well, I will tell you this. When you call 864-863-1234, you will be called back within the hour. And they will have someone at your home or your business most oftentimes like that day. And then it will be taken care of. So, you know, like I was doing something the other day, Ashby, and it was a medical procedure thing. And it's like, yeah, come on in. We've got openings for you in May, like late May. I was like, what? May? It's April. Yeah, it's like May. I got May the 24th and May the 31st, something like that. What? MyAllDry.com within the hour. And today, I had the contractor send it to him, and he said, man, I had this issue coming, and they were there within like 90 minutes with their equipment taking care of it. That's what I'm talking about. Your local water and mold experts, myalldry.com, 864-863-1234. So Ashby asked for this. Chris Vernon, Mickey Plowler. Self-proclaimed Brad Hare, Mickey Plowler.
No, Mickey. Okay. I have a request.
Okay.
I have here
All right. Some
instrumental beats, okay? I would you to, in your own Chris Vernon style, and we can go back and forth. This can kind of be, you know, a collab, if you will. Yeah. I think we should perform them as such.
All right.
Without further ado.
This is going to be hard. I'm just not a freestyler. This is going to be hard.
You got the lyrics. Mickey Plowler, not the mouse. Spends more time in his garage than in his house. All right, your time.
I love it.
Your turn.
Oh. I'm too humble to do this. I do like this one.
It's rough.
I do like this
one.
All right. Mickey Plowler is a styler. Never wear a bow tie. Yes.
Fancy said,
what did I just turn the radio on to? Chris Vernon show. Wrong club, Michael.
Don't sue us.
What you need
Don't
to do
sue
is
us.
You need
hey.
To be the on these. Yeah.
Dun 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 dun. So good,
Paulina. What you need to do is be the producer and do stuff like
talk more about Drake, you know, more about Isla Plyla. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
Bars.
Yeah. The Masters update one more time here before the end of the show. They are very early in the opening round, and I have great news for you. We have a new leader. It is Jose Maria Olazabal. In his 37th Masters, Jose Maria Olazabal is your leader. A man that won in 1994 and 1999. Remind me what year you were born, Ashby.
2003.
He won twice before you were born. What year did your mom and dad get married? Do you know?
1998.
He won once before your mom and dad got married. It's good you know that. The Spaniard, who they call Chema, who I think I'm right by saying this. My Spanish is not great, but he is called Chema for little monkey. A guy that has played in his 37th Masters, Jose Maria Olazabal is your leader. He won't be the leader by the end of the day, and he won't win. But Jose Maria Olazabal is...
But that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. To stand on the third tee box, the leader of the Masters. He is 60 years old. Man, that makes me feel so old that Chema is 60 years old now. Tom Watson, 75 years old.
Ugh.
Jack Nicklaus, 86 years old. Gary Player, 90 years old. Man, that just makes me feel as old as dirt. Not a good start for Carlos Ortiz, 4-over through 3. Pole Tractor did par number 2. So my guy will get him in here. We have another look at this. It's Old Timers Day. You know how the Yankees have Old Timers Day and some people do this?
Mm-hmm.
Angel Cabrera birdies number 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Angel Cabrera, who's 56 years old. Turn back the clocks.
They said, watch out.
The 2009 champion. You were born what year?
I was born earlier than 2009.
Okay, just making sure. The Argentinian, who's been incarcerated. But can you imagine what Chris Vernon, if Angel Cabrera is on the leaderboard by the time the Chris Vernon show comes on, he's got to be writing the jail jokes right now, you know?
Somewhere.
Shank.
Chris Vernon is the meme of like the flaming pen, just writing absolute bars. He's like, please be in the lead. Please.
There are so many easy ones out there to take care of, though, you know? I mean, Bubba Watson's easy, being a redneck. Tommy Fleetwood's hair. DeChambeau and all the YouTube stuff, that's easy. Matsuyama's name's easy.
DeChambeau's the easiest one out of anybody.
Yeah, to pick on and all his weird stuff. You know, he has a – have you seen this story? This is my Brad Hughes going the extra mile in Allstate, 2923-001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. We combine our homeowners and our auto owners. We love it. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. So Bryson DeChambeau, he has reinvented himself about 5 times. Early in his career at SMU, he was Payne Stewart guy. That he wore the Payne Stewart, the Tam O'Shanter hat. I think that's what you say. Those hats that Payne wore. He wore knickers because he went to SMU, and that was that, right? And then he turned into protein milkshake creatine guy, where he looked like a gorilla. He was 400 pounds. He was training at 400 yards. Then he turned into science guy, that he's all about the science of the game and did all this stuff. Well, now he's turned to mad scientist club design guy, that he's going to play this golf tournament with at least one club that he fabricated himself in a 3D printer.
You know,
like, you can't make this up.
I think some people have too much time on their hands, and unfortunately it sounds like he's one of them. Because what do you mean? Like, what do you mean you're going to one of the biggest professional moments of your life and you're bringing something you made on a 3D printer? Mickey, that's like a normal person going to a job interview. I don't even know.
In your own 3D printed car or something.
Yes. What are we doing?
Like, I'm going to print up my own mics today.
Oh, I could draw. I should use a normal mic, the ones that they have readily available that I get for free. But no. Printer makes it.
My printer makes my headphones for me. I will tell you one of the coolest things I've ever seen. is when you go down to Arthrex and they have their instruments that are 3D printed right there. Or how about this? Like cadavers, like knees that are 3D printed knees and ligaments on there where tendons and ligaments on a 3D printer and that they do operations on to learn more about and all that stuff. Isn't that cool? Anyway.
That's incredible.
Yeah, 3D printer homes. Have you seen that?
Do me a favor.
Look up what you can make with a 3D printer. You can make a golf club. You can make a gun, I think. I think you can make a house. 3D printer houses.
3D printer homes. Why?
Google, what can you make with a 3D printer? And let me get some of that. That's crazy, man. That's absolutely crazy. We didn't talk enough about it, but Brad Burnell's staff is now intact, and he's got a full staff again, and now they're hitting the road because it is transfer portal season, so you'll start hearing and seeing a bunch of transfer portal guys coming in and taking official visits. Yeah, what'd you find?
I'm seeing a lot of funky gadgets on here, a lot of things that I'm not sure their purpose.
I can make a home, right? A 3D printer home?
You can make a 3D printer home. I'm seeing a lot of, like, handmade, or I guess 3D printed speakers. You can make a speaker, a lot of phone cases, a chessboard.
How does that work? Like, I have no clue how a 3D printer can make. I think it can make, like, firearms.
It can make a Yoda. Here's a tutorial right here.
I mean, I can make a 3D golf club. I can make a three. Can you make a 3D car? We can't make a 3D car, can we?
There's a guy driving in a car.
Come on.
What can you do with a 3D printer? Okay, we're gonna go to this website in the meantime.
I mean, what can't you do? I guess is the case there.
Clothing? How does clothing work?
What do you put in the printer? You don't put paper. Like, what do you put in the printer to make a golf club?
Chocolate. Apparently, you can do chocolate.
I mean, how does that work?
This is one of those things. This is, along with record players, is something I'll never understand the science of. Ever.
So a thing had what we call a needle. You put it on. It went round and round. How did it get the song on the album?
Where does the song go? Where does the song fit? I don't understand.
How does it imprint it in there and it makes the same sound for everybody? And it comes through a speaker.
I don't know. I've never understood how you drop the needle and all of a sudden just there's like Michael Jackson. How is he in there? Come out.
How can I get my sister on the phone today or my kids on the phone today and look and they're there like and it's a screen time. Like who decided that's how we're going to do that?
How are you guys there in this little box?
How can I watch the masters.com and see every single shot every player hits today? Seriously, every player. How about this? Breaking news, Augusta National. Jose Ria Olazabal has birdied the third hole. He's 2 under par. He's 60 years old. He's 2 under par.
3D print that.
What's Chris Vernon going to say about Jose Maria Olazabal? It's Maria. He'll make fun of his second name. Named after a girl with the club twirl.
See, you got bars, Mickey.
I've got it. Skip the music. 2 minute, Joel, what do you have for me?
You like chocolate or vanilla more?
Vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors.
Okay, good. No hesitation. Oregon's quarterback's coach did a press conference and said he asks every recruit that, and if they hesitate for even a second, he drops the recruitment. Because if you can't decide between that, how are you going to decide where to go on third down?
How about that? Well, it's vanilla is the finest of the flavors, according to that one song. My buddy says to me, this guy's making 3D bombs, 3D printer bombs, and it's cheaper and making for the government making bombs. What? How does that happen? Like, I've never felt more dumb than I feel right now. That somebody out there is making 3D bombs, and I'm worried about playing Wordle later today or something, you know?
I don't think I feel great about the concept of a 3D printer bomb. I think I'm going to stick to Wordle.
3D printer, like, I never felt so dumb. There's somebody doing these unbelievable things, and I'm over here like, I got to get back gas in my car. I'm wondering how I'm going to get the gas station in back, you know? Anyway, Eric Newton, for all real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Love to help you out. EricNewton.com, the best in the business. In Clemson, South Carolina, no one knows more about it. Let him build your home for you. Let him sell your home for you. Buy a home with him. Take care of it. So great friends, EricNewton.com. We need to get next week. Tomorrow's show, we'll have the Chris Vernon updates. We'll have Denzel Johnson here, but no Bone, So we won't have a falcon or a hawk in the studio. We'll have our ReedLandCo.com's hunting and fish sport. Give you all the Masters stuff. Can't wait for that. Ashby, great job.
Thank you, thank you.
Great job with Paul Strelo as well. Up next to my favorite people, Faxon and Sam. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful Thursday. But most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. Did you know up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it can be harming your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic, locally owned and staffed by Clemson.